Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. This week, we've been looking at what it means to be a prophet and the teaching that's given to us in Scripture and the church and understanding the role of the prophet. And there will be prophetic voices that are speaking the truth of God until the Lord comes again. There will be unique voices that are prophetic, that are called to speak to the whole world or to whole nations. But every single person, as I've been saying this week, that's been baptized into Christ, that really is a disciple of Jesus, part of what that means is we share in the prophetic ministry of Jesus. Not everyone's called to that level of prophetic exercise or prophetic gifting, but we all have some area of responsibility in our family, just in our own lives, in our family, wherever the Lord has given us responsibility. We're meant to live with, as we said earlier this week, Rabbi Abraham Heschel talked about the prophets of the Old Testament. And one of the things he said, their hearts were in tune with God. They felt the pathos of God. God was able to speak to their hearts, he said, because their ear was attentive to God. Every one of us is meant to live that way. We have a greater opportunity because those baptized into Christ, they're now temples of the living God. The source of the prophetic and all the gifts of the church is the Holy Spirit. And you've become a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And so the Lord will prompt us if we're attentive. He'll call us out first. The Holy Spirit will give us a nudge or do something to wake us up, to call us back ourselves, to call us closer, to let go of things that stand in the way of the love of God being expressed fully in our lives. But as we get closer to God, the Lord may have us speak the truth to someone we love, just one-on-one, where they need to hear the truth to be called out. And as I said yesterday, there's a gift called, right, the zeal for the Lord. It's a real gift. It's not just an emotional intensity or something. It's a gift from God. And at the heart of it, as St. Thomas Aquinas said, I ended the program yesterday, I think, talking a bit about this, was that it comes from the love of God. And that love resists anything that's offensive to God and what will wound spiritually and damage the human person. And that zeal is stronger than inordinate self-love, which is, you know, one of the things that happens when we come into the kingdom, right? We are, as Bernard of Clairvaux said so beautifully at one point in his own life, he said, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, took him to the wine cellar and reordered his loves. What did he mean by that? He's talking about the new wine of the Holy Spirit, metaphor used in the scripture, and the healing of the human heart and mind that happens through the grace of the Holy Spirit. We come deeper into truth and God's truth and the way we're meant to live, what we were created for, and ordering our loves is to put God first. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbors yourself. Number two, right? That's number two. Love your neighbors yourself. And then have the right kind of love, rightly ordered love for yourself. That is to see, and Bernard was excellent at this, talking about to see ourselves as God sees us, to come into agreement with who God knows us to be, so that right ordering of loves. And now anything that comes against that, tries to disorder our loves, tries to put love of self above love of God, the prophetic voices of the church should be echoing, should be regularly speaking to call us out of it. So this impacts all of us, and we have a role. And so I mentioned yesterday that I would talk today about, and tomorrow about, contemporary prophetic voices that have acted on a larger scale. One of them is St. John Paul II, I want to share something with. But a few years ago, I was reading an article from the magazine First Things in which a writer, John Waters, was talking about, he was commenting on changes that were happening in Ireland. I just want to read to you one paragraph from that. He said, if you would like to visit a place where the symptoms of the sickness of our time are found near their furthest limits, come to Ireland. Here you will see a civilization in freefall, seeking with every breath to deny the existence of a higher authority, a people that has now sentenced itself not to look upon the cross of Christ, lest it be haunted by his rage and sorrow. that is rage and sorrow towards sin. I mean, what was at stake with them was moving into legalizing abortion, then legalizing same-sex marriage, then strongly promoting trans things, things like this that are that affect everybody's lives. And so one of the things he said that is Ireland was moving toward and calling freedom the denial of God's will for the human person. And its worldliness was making its way really throughout the culture. Now, that was just, you know, in 2018. I want to go all the way back to 1979, when St. John Paul II went to Ireland for, it was his first international mission, I think, actually. He became Pope. He was elected in October of 78. And I think his first international trip was to Ireland. And he had a bunch of stops. And I think a large majority of the people of Ireland actually saw him in person. And one of the places that he spoke was in Limerick. And there he spoke in very prophetic terms to an issue in the moment that the people of Ireland and the vast majority of the people in Ireland were baptized Catholic, right? So he's talking about whether they're falling away or not, whether they don't practice anymore, because a lot of people did turn their back on it, and there were different reasons for that. But here's what he said. Lay people today are called to a strong commitment to permeate society with the leaven of the gospel, for Ireland is at a point of decision in her history. Ireland must choose. That's a very prophetic statement. He's saying something. Circumstances are moving in a particular direction. And those who call themselves Christian, who are committed to Christ, who are meant to be leaven with the good news of Jesus Christ and how we live, how we teach, the laws we promote, all the rest of it, we have a mission to permeate society with it. He goes on, Ireland, you must choose. You, the present generation of Irish people, must decide. So there's the urgency of the prophetic. It's time to decide. It's time to take action. It's time to wake up. Your choice must be clear and your decision firm. Let the voice of your forefathers, who suffered so much to maintain their faith in Christ and thus preserve Ireland's soul, let it resound today in your ears through the voice of the Pope when he repeats the words of Christ. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? What would it profit Ireland, St. John Paul II said, to go the easy way of the world and to suffer the loss of her own soul? That's a prophetic voice. That's what love sounds like. That's what zeal for God and the holiness of God and for the holiness of God's people. And that's where love of God and love of neighbor are expressed with such clarity in that prophetic moment. He goes on, your country seems, in a sense, to be living again the temptation of Christ. Ireland is being asked to prefer the kingdoms of this world and their splendor to the kingdom of God. Satan, the tempter, the adversary of Christ, will use all his might and all his deceptions to win Ireland to the way of the world. What a victory he would gain. What a blow he would inflict on the body of Christ in the world if he could seduce Irish men and women away from Christ. Now is the time of testing for Ireland. This generation is once more a generation of decision. May Ireland never weaken in her witness before Europe and before the whole world to the dignity and the sacredness of all human life from conception until death. That was the battle going on at that time. Ireland held out. Ireland stood for life from conception to natural death. That was the voice of the Catholic Church. It was a prophetic voice to the world that was beginning to deny the truth, what's real. That comes from a darkened mind, from temptation, from the sin-sick condition of the human heart, refusing to see, as the rest of the world was doing in many places, was refusing to see the humanity of the child, the infinite dignity of the child, and coming up with euphemisms or other explanations for it and moving toward legalizing killing the child. That was the decision. And it was so prophetic the way St. John Paul II said, here's your situation. Here's how to understand it from God's perspective. Here's what is at stake for you and for your whole nation and for generations to come. Here's the weight of your decision. And people wanted to legalize it. The darkened mind, in order to get what it wants, when we fall into habit patterns of sin, when our mind is darkened, we're not thinking with a renewed mind, we lose hold of reality, like in Romans 1. They refuse to acknowledge God and give him thanks, Paul tells us. In their wickedness, they suppress the truth about God, and they refuse to acknowledge him, as I said, and give him thanks. And when you refuse to acknowledge God, you're stepping out of reality into unreality. The devil makes it look like freedom, autonomy, self-creation, everybody's going to be happy, this is better. It's a seductive lie. It's a deceptive light, you might say. And the flesh wants to go that way. And we step away from God, here in this case, refusing to acknowledge God, St. John Paul II said it. That's what the real consequences here. Human beings belong to God. These are eternal creatures. The stakes could not be higher. Jesus came to deal with these kinds of sin. He came to save the human race. And Ireland, which was faithful for generations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, has now gone the way of the world. Partly because prior to this, at the beginning of these times is when slowly the culture was changing and it was embracing more what was going on with the rest of European culture, and then eventually, in a few years later, moving into making more money. And the rest of it, before you know it, we wanted all the autonomy. And of course, there were sins in the church that scandalized people. For sure, that was going on. But I think for many, it became a good excuse. You know, you don't leave Jesus because of Judas. You understand the sin that's present in the human heart. Here's Pope Benedict. I thought he had a real prophetic voice at different times as well. He said, opinion and untruth gain domination in the entire life of a society when people turn their hearts away from God. He said, political as well as personal decisions can in this way rest on a dictatorship of untruth. That is, the collective delusion, for example, in the situation for the unborn, is to say, well, no, I mean, even today, all kinds of young people boldly saying, it's not a human being until it takes its first breath. And consciously coming into a collective dictatorship of untruth. If we're going to be free, if we're going to be happy, if we're going to be together, if we're going to be in harmony, and we're going to give everybody their autonomy, whatever it is, this is the truth. And what it is, it's a dictatorship of truth. If you want to be in the world and have all that we have for you in the world, this is a command you have to say yes to. This is great pressure. They make it sound like loving people do this, caring people do this. That's part of the battle. We'll pick up more tomorrow and talk about another prophet from our day. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.